8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There's no word on when Interstate 70 will be open through Glenwood Canyon. A fire in the canyon is growing in severe fire conditions. CPR's Tina Sieg reports on the Grizzly Creek fire.
The fire has grown quickly since it sparked for unknown reasons in Glenwood Canyon and forced the evacuation of hikers and bikers. Some nearby residents have now been evacuated as well, and firefighters have worked to create protective space around homes and a hydroelectric facility. Officials say crews are facing extreme fire conditions due to the hot weather and dry brush fueling the blaze. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
That fire near Glenwood has burned some 3,200 acres. The larger Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction covers 42,000 acres. A new COVID testing site is open in Colorado Springs. El Paso County has been working to bring the rate of positive tests down after a spike led to stricter pandemic restrictions. Dr. Robin Johnson is with El Paso County Health.
Having this additional community-based testing site in El Paso County will increase access to free testing for thousands of residents.
The testing site is at the Citadel Mall on the Springs East Side. Voters in Colorado Springs won't decide in November whether businesses should begin charging for plastic bags. The Gazette reports the city council voted down a proposed ballot question Tuesday. Voters in Aspen will decide in November whether to extend a higher sales tax in the city to help pay for education. The Aspen Times reports the city council decided to refer that question to voters Tuesday. Without voter approval, a 0.3% sales tax increase will expire at the end of next year. Over the last 4 years, the tax has raised more than $2 million annually for the Aspen School District. Colorado's high country has highs today in the 70s and 80s. It's going to be in the 90s along the Front Range again. This is CPR News.